Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning, that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
Our guest on Australian True Crime today is Nicole Edwards. She served in the Western Australian Police Force for 17 years until she retired on mental health grounds in 2023. Nicole was a victim of serial rapist Adrian Trevor Moore, who was also a member of WA Police, but was found guilty in 2022 of assaulting 13 women. Most of them had been unaware of what had happened to them until they were contacted by detectives who'd viewed video evidence of their rapes. Unfortunately, Nicole's position within WA Police didn't mean her case was expedited or even that it was treated within the normal parameters of a sexual assault case. You see, because of Adrian Moore's position within WA Police, they decided to keep the investigation within their internal affairs department rather than send it to the well-trained and experienced officers in the sex crimes squad. As a result, the case and the victims were grossly mishandled. Nicole Edwards joins us today to tell her story.
So, I mean, I first started speaking to him in late 2016, but, you know, it was 2017 when I've kind of met up with him, like, face-to-face. You know, we were both doing our own thing. It was mainly because we were both exchange, that we were both police.
So you didn't meet through police, though, did you?
No, no. Online dating. From a sexual point of view, he was point blank saying that he was the dominator. He wanted someone to be the submissive person. And look, my history came from being a child abuse and DV victim. So nothing surprised me really. And it was like just listening into him and maybe just taking through as a thought process what he was talking about. I told him that that would not be my position or the way I'd want to go. And the first time I met up with him was via a coffee, to be fair, and I've met him like down on the foreshore in Rockingham, where close to where I was living at the time. We had this coffee, and then he's gone, oh, look, you know, let's just go for a drive, come with me. And he's driven out to Point Perrin and driven into some strange spot, and it's all started from there because he's parked in a car park and put all the window shades up and basically, you know, then told me that it was time to perform oral sex with him, and he started taking photos. You know, like I was never happy about it, but didn't say no to that part either. But as soon as I realized he was taking photos, I do remember putting my head up and grabbing and saying, "That's enough. I didn't say you could take photos." And he has said, "Oh yeah, well, I'll delete them." And then we had a bit of an exchange of words. He's dropped me back to my car, and then I've not had some contact with him for a while. He's continued to then continue to just still talk sexually in the way he did, continue to try and relink with me, and I've cancelled another multiple amount of times. And then it gets to the period where he comes to mine. So I remember letting him into the car park of where my apartment was, and I remember the way he spoke to me, and I was like, I don't like this. I'm not great on this. And then he brought his huge black bag inside that was full of all his welded by himself sexual material that I didn't know until long after, because I asked him what was in it and he said, "Shut the fuck up." Then he bought all the food and all the alcohol, his own glasses, everything like that. And he did it with his back turned. So then he's given me a glass of red wine, which I was drinking at the time, and said, "You should have been drinking before I got here. I told you that's what you should have been doing. And you haven't done that." And all I remember taking is just one mouthful. And then just things started to go really, really difficult, really then. Basically, it was just like having an anesthetic. You know, my body just, I felt it flow through my body. And then there's a couple of things I remember, but, you know, then the next point is, and this was 6 o'clock in the evening, and the next thing I remember is like the morning, and he's still in my home and he's right next to me, and then he bleached my whole house out. So, and I mean, like I was, you know, obviously bleeding extensively from everywhere. The offence against me went over about a 10-hour period. I didn't know that he had filmed any of that at the time. I had no knowledge of what he'd done. He basically said to me, "Get up, get dressed, have a shower. We're going to go get something to eat." And I'm like, "I can't eat," because I'd never been so unwell. And then he insisted on that after he cleaned my apartment, then takes me down to have something to eat, tells me that I'm never to speak again about what's happened. And if I need any assistance in my injuries, then, you know, like I need to just make sure I've got the correct story that doesn't involve him. So obviously, you know, I was very unwell that day, but I went into work on the Monday, and very much I did this whole, because I rang him several times on the Sunday after he left saying, "What have you done to me? Why am I so injured?" And in the end, he rang me and he said, "I will block you if you don't stop this shit. I've told you to be quiet, now stop it." And then he did block me. He blocked me for probably, it would have been 2 or 3 months he blocked me. And so I just went back to work and...
I mean, it's even the fact that you have suffered sex abuse and domestic violence in your own life, and you're working then in the sex abuse division at work, that seems a lot to me and seems too much to me, but I'm no expert. How much of that do you think he used against you?
Look, it was really extensive. I think one of the things with Adrian Moore is that he had a whole booklet on every single one of his victims. So he was very clever at, so most of the women who were victims had come from previous domestic violence relationships or sexual violence relationships. And so he had a whole book that he'd written about everyone, and he knew when there was someone unwell in your family, and he knew when you were having an operation or if you had something medical, and he had it all written down because he was a very attentive, you know, very caring sort of a person. He was very clever. And I think from my side, yeah, I was absolutely blatantly honest with him because we did talk about why we joined the job, and I was living in a heavy domestic violence relationship at the time of joining the job, and I had my children were really small. And I remember thinking, like, I want to be on my own, but I need to get this career to, you know, get my children through a life by myself and for me to help other people in a situation I can't help myself in. And that is where I found my job to be it was what kept me alive every day. And so he knew everything about why I was doing what I was doing, and he had gone into my story in a huge way.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When I found out he'd been arrested, it was a substantial amount of time after he had been arrested, and I saw it in the newspaper. And it said about him having been arrested and his access to the police computers. But see, the last sentence said that he was in possession of bestiality, which he was very heavily into. And so then I did do a whole police thing. So now I've gone, okay, so they would have done a warrant in his house. They would have picked up this footage because he's then by this stage has told me he slept with a lot of women and he's filmed all of them, but none of them knew that. And so now I'm thinking, now they've got to have this footage.
Did you realise that you would be one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And throughout the whole video, he asked my name, my PD number, my position that I'm working in. And so for everyone who watches it at Internal Affairs from police, they know who it is because I've had to say my name and position number. So then now my anxiety is that they would have had all this access to his filming, and I'm thinking that would have gone to computer crime. So this many guys have seen it, and it's gone to Internal Affairs. So this many guys have seen it. So I've done this whole investigation in my head. And so now I'm thinking, no, I need to speak to someone because I don't know what's in these videos of me. I know it's occurred over a long period of time, but they've seen me and I'm going to work every day.
My God.
And it took me to go to a superintendent and a detective, senior sergeant, who had a friend in Internal Affairs who contacts them. And then the first meeting I have with them, they just say, look, there's over 200 women on the video. And he starts going on. He goes, it's so distressing. It's worse than anything I've ever seen. And I'm like, this is 18 months afterwards. So at what time were you going to contact me? And he goes, oh, hang on. I'm just looking on the running sheet. Yeah, we did contact you. And I went, no, you did not. And he goes, Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry about that, Nicole. Oh, actually, yeah, I can see what we've put here. You consented because you're speaking in the videos. And I went, what?
Oh, no.
I said, but I'm telling you, I don't remember it. I did argue it out to start with. So when I first gone to them, so then I went to who was then the superintendent of sex crime, who was a female, and I went to her and I said, look, they've had this for 18 months. Sex crime were not aware that they had these sexual videos, which is insane.
So it was with internal affairs. Is that who had it? Or, yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. So then I went and did a meeting with the superintendent of sex crime. We met at a coffee shop somewhere and she started taking some notes and closed her book and went, I don't even know about this. And so she makes an appointment to see the superintendent of internal affairs and says, what in the hell? Why didn't you tell us? And it wasn't until that I contacted the Triple C that they then on the Friday and then on the Monday, sex crime get a call to say, oh, look, you might want to come and review what we're looking at here. And then so sex assault squad did the review and then it was handed to them. So, but that, yeah, 18 months, 2 years.
Because he's a member.
Yeah.
And, you know, not all of his victims are members, but they've decided that the fact that he's a member of WA Police trumps the fact that he's a rapist.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous.
So Mr. Moore was involved with some of our most senior women police officers and one in particular who her name continues to be suppressed. So myself and the other police officers that he was involved with were aware of this particular senior police officer and were told that we could never speak up because he would always survive through the system because he had pictures and videos of what he'd done with a particular person. And that's the way he used it with us, that we could never come forward to speak out. And that it would cost us our own career, which obviously it cost me mine.
How was Moore arrested initially? What led to his arrest?
So it was another police officer. She was getting concerned about the level of violence and she was offended against. And she made a complaint to internal affairs. And so then they just sort of obviously started looking at what he was looking at computer-wise and what he was doing at work and sort of that sort of stuff. So they did arrest him. They pulled him over at the side of the road and he had obviously they were able to do the warrant because of the bestiality pictures that he had.
So in 2022, Adrian Trevor Moore was jailed for 30 years for drugging and assaulting women. So what happened in the end? How many known victims?
So there was just over 200 on video. They spoke to 167. There was 13 who went to court. I had to wait till all of the process was over before I connected with those. There was only myself and one police officer who did go forward and she still remains like quiet, which is absolutely, I do not blame her for. I have connected with a number of the victims and, look, hearing their stories has just been absolutely heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. The suicidal attempts has been extraordinary. I, unfortunately, have had quite a fair go at suicide attempts. And
oh, I'm so sorry.
It's the most horrifying story and situation.
And you, as you mentioned earlier, you lost your career through it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I mean, obviously for me, I still do a fair amount of work with my psychologist and psychiatrist who through them I have been extraordinarily lucky. And I would openly say now that I still need to do the work with them and I know when things are hard or I'm having a bit of a fall down, I do get in contact with them.
Thank you to our guest on Australian True Crime, Nicole Edwards. If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732 or 1800respect.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 YARN on 13 11 14. 9276 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.